in London, protests outside the US embassy continue with one clear message for the American government.
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
Despite it being a weekday here in London, hundreds have turned out to protest in solidarity with those mass demonstrations taking place in the Muslim world after Friday prayers. Here the debate has turned to freedom of speech.
You need to distinguish between freedom of speech and freedom of insult. When you question something, you should question it with academia and reliable evidence. You shouldn't insult someone.
There is a double standard because as soon as we see pictures that are inappropriate of the Duchess of Cambridge, they are quick to ban the pictures and catch the paparazzi. But when it comes to displaying this film against the Holy Prophet of Islam that provokes half the globe at this moment, they just say we condemn the film and nothing more.
The film has sparked widespread anger about American policy and perceived Western double standards. For example, the violence in Pakistan is also about American illegal drone attacks in Egypt. It's also about Western interference. In Europe, it's also about Western Muslims being fed up of being demonized as irrational or against freedoms. This week in France, the publishing of cartoons against the Prophet Muhammad were not banned, but protesting against the cartoons was. Protesters here say that sends a clear message.
We want to promote peace, harmony, equal opportunity, love. That's what we want to promote. But what they are doing, they are promoting hatred. And this is half of the world are Muslims. And you're creating enemy. And some Muslims and some other non-Muslim. We don't believe in that.
It's not fair because people that don't know Islam are just seeing the wrong picture, and it's actually the opposite of what we are.
Around the world today, Muslims continue to stand up for what they are, showing the world that insulting their prophet is a red line crossed they will no longer tolerate. Nargis Mualli, Press TV, London.